Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Now just to say thank you. Again, Father God, I thank you for this opportunity, and I consider it a privilege to stand before your people and declare your holy and divine word. Father God, as I decrease, I ask that you fill me with your precious Holy Spirit and with your power that I may declare your holy and divine word. Now, Father God, I pray and ask that you will give the waiting congregation a listening ear and a receptive heart. You said in your word that it would not return unto you void. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And let us all say amen. Amen. First, giving all praises to God, to Pastor Mathis, to Reverend Bell and Reverend Weston, to the officers of this church, and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if you all would stand and open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I will start reading at verse 23. And it reads, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come."
I will praise him. Praise him. Praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him,
yeah.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Savior, he's worthy to be praised. give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to.
Thank you, Lord God, for this day and another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen.
Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Let church say amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, a familiar passage of Scripture, one that we have shared on many occasions, but there's always something new and explosive in God's Word, because God's Word is active and alive. And if you've ever dug into God's Word, you see from a practical standpoint how God is still speaking to his people today. The Gospel of Matthew, the 28th chapter and verse 18. Matthew 28 and 18. And when you found it, say amen. If you need more time, say wait a minute. Charles said wait a minute. Matthew 28 and 18. Where we find these words which are recorded. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Thank you. You may be seated. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I want to use our topic this morning. All power and greatness are in his hand. All power and greatness are in his hand. And that's exclusive because it's shared that God has power. We live in a world today where men are power brokers. It is evidence as we share on news how men are all over the world desire to have power and their desire to have greatness. They desire to have power, control, and authority at the expense of those who are less fortunate or at the expense of those who are underrepresented. But Jesus tells us a story concerning power. Jesus came into this world to save man from their sins, and that's powerful. No one else could do what Jesus did. No one could apply the methodology that he used because he was the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. Because the historical text tells us in this scripture, Jesus speaks of something called the Great Commission, and all pastors and preachers and ministers and laypersons should be aware of the Great Commission, because not only is it applicable to the pulpit, but it is applicable to you to go and make disciples. And each one of us here today are a disciple of the Word of God that have been spread abroad and spread internally as we share God's Word under what we call the dispensation of grace of the church age. And the church age is a time and a period in which we are living in today, where we are those whom God has watched, looked at, and saw coming from a distant past. And the God that we serve is a powerful God. We are told at the completion of Jesus' earthly ministry, Jesus gave his final marching orders to his disciples. And Jesus spoke to them saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus spoke of power both in heaven and in earth, on earth. And this power that Jesus now has was given or delegated to him by God the Father. If we explore, my brothers and sisters, the word power, it can be thought of in the original Greek. It is called exousia, or it can be called dunamis. This power, this glorious power, exousia means authority. It can also be thought of in terms of jurisdiction or dominion over a certain realm, right, privilege, or ability. It is like, my brothers and sisters, a judge who has jurisdiction or who has authority over his courtroom. You're missing it. And when the judge comes in to his courtroom, the bailiff says, "All rise, for the authority has come." When Jesus, my brothers and sisters, comes again, we will all rise because of the authority of our Lord, our God, and our King. You missed it. If here on earth we have judges, when that judge comes into his courtroom, the bailiff said, "All rise, for authority is here." And when Jesus returns again, we who are alive will all rise, because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is arriving. Throughout the history of the world, there have always been questions concerning who God is and God's power or God's authority. But God is real. God, who is real, established and created or made all that is real.